Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Diana Fritschgott-Roth, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the director of economics21.org. It's a website I encourage you to check out. Very important work that they do, aggregating the words and wisdom of a number of smart people across the marketplace and government business. She's a former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor. She's also a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. Her new book, which she co-authored with Jared Meyer, is Disinherited: How Washington is Betraying America's Young. This is a book, folks. If you have young people who are in late teens, in their 20s, and you'd like to help them understand what they're facing, so they can be part of the solution, you need to buy this book and give it to them. I promise you, they'll consider it to be a nice gift. The timing of it, Diana, is excellent. I'm glad you did it this way, and congratulations. One of the things that you pointed out that's really against young people is this recent movement. I don't know where it came from. Some kind of bleeding heart decided that it was really some kind of a crime that businesses weren't paying interns. What do you think?
It came from the new. It came from a new set of Labor Department regulations that were issued under President Obama. And what they said was that, in essence, unpaid internships had to meet 5 criteria. They had to be educational. They couldn't displace anybody else. And there were some more of these rules on the Labor Department website. But what it means in practice is that the Labor Department is not allowing internships at for-profit corporations.
Without being paid.
For-profit companies.
Non-paid.
Right, exactly,
interns.
Exactly. Unpaid internships. You can be paid or you can have the internship.
Can they pay minimum wage? Is minimum wage enough for them to be paid?
Yeah.
What are corporations doing? They
have to be paid something, or else they have to be given class credit.
Right.
In other words, you have to get credit from your
school. What has this done to the internship marketplace, so to speak?
It means that it's very difficult for students to get unpaid internships at for-profit companies. A lot of these have just disappeared.
So the companies, instead of paying the interns, they just quit having interns.
Exactly, yes. They just quit having interns.
Well, let me say this, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I've had lots of interns work for me in my business, Diana. None of them have ever been unpaid. I have paid every one of them minimum wage. Now they get credit. They get credit for being an intern for me because it was they had to. They needed the credit and they got credit. I had to fill out a form. I had to give them an evaluation, et cetera, et cetera. So they got the credit. But I also paid them minimum wage. And here's why: today, when an intern comes out of college, when they're about to graduate, today they're not just somebody to go get coffee. They've got skills, Diana. We put them to work.
Well, exactly. But if you hadn't paid them and you put them to work, that would have been equally valuable for some of them anyway.
I don't blame a big company on Wall Street or Madison Avenue for not paying their interns if that's what they've been doing. I just did it because I thought it was the right thing to do. But here's my point: no government organization had to tell me what to do.
Right. Exactly. Yes. That's right. Well, as the minimum wages are rising in places like Seattle, $15 an hour,
right.
It's going to be harder and harder to do that. We have a story in our book of someone at a bike store, an owner of a bike store,
right.
Who paid her interns $7.25 an hour, but now that the minimum wage is rising in Montgomery County to $9-$10 an hour, she says she just can't take these teens and pay them $10 an hour.
The problem with the progressive ideology is they have no concept of unintended consequences, do they?
They don't.
They see one layer of consequence, and
they don't... They exempt themselves, Jim. I mean, in Congress, they have unpaid internships. In the White House, they have unpaid
Are you hearing
internships.
This, folks?
You can have an unpaid internship in a community activist group, like ACORN, or New York Communities for Change, or Fight for 15, And that's completely legal.
What about
What's
that?
Not legal is to have an unpaid internship at the New Yorker
does
or
that not,
Warner Brothers.
Does that not make you mad? Or it's Small Business Network.
Yeah, exactly.
Folks, that ought to make you mad. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we gotta stop. This kind of stuff, and this is why, in my opinion, and guess what, folks? Diana, people have to realize that the Gen Y, they're going to have a huge impact on every election from now on.
They certainly are, and they should realize that this is unfair. They should get out and vote, and they should buy the book, Disinherited.
Because there are 84 million of
America's
them.
Young.
Yeah. The book is called Disinherited by Diana Furscott-Roth and Jared Meyer. Available wherever books are sold. Diana, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks very much.
See you
Great
next time.
Great being with you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.